Chapter 7. The Inner Conflict, The Argument Within, and The Revelation. The Inner Conflict. That was exactly 50 years ago now, the year 1955. That night is one I can never forget as long as I live. An anguish began deep within me that I cannot put into words. My very soul was afraid to go outside the camp for Christ's sake and bear the reproach that would come with it. I trembled violently. Every nerve in my body seemed to give way beneath me. I tossed and turned on my bed. Around midnight, an unbearable ache set in behind my head. Even so, sleep finally overtook me. It was a dreamlike state, and in it, I found myself arguing with the man inside my own self. The argument within. You are a student of Jesus. You are not his disciple. Why not? Isn't gaining knowledge of him enough? It is not enough. A disciple must carry his teacher's yoke. Must one really pay such a price? Just to become a disciple? That I cannot do. Without paying the price, you will never obtain what is most excellent. In this way, I wrestled fiercely with the mind inside my own mind. I could not see which way to turn. There was nothing attractive about Christianity as such. And yet, if one searched carefully, Christ himself is revealed in the Bible. Christ has been buried under mounds of religion. And that is exactly why men like me find it such hard labor to go looking for him. I say this plainly, without hesitation. It is Christians themselves who bear the blame for that. Not religion, but life. Jesus did not come to give mankind a religion. He came to give life. In the hands of today's followers, every religion has become nothing but a lifeless corpse. Christ is alive. He belongs to every age. He stands above and beyond religion. It was this Christ, unencumbered by religion, that I wanted. Him alone would I worship. That longing rose up fiercely within me. However it happened, by the Lord's grace, I was finally able to come to a decision. Whatever else may be true, Jesus, you alone are my Savior, my Lord, I said, firmly and finally, and sat up with a start. I was startled awake, and went back over the whole experience in my mind once more. The revelation. The following night, it was as though scales fell from my eyes. I was given a vision. I received the Lord's own revelation. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20 rang out and echoed in the very depths of my heart. I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. And the life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.